I wanted to go back and tell her to fucking do one of your old. I got, you know what I get, you know what I get, you know how I get. I get livid at tiny things.
Hi, yeah, we're back again, the Waffling Boys. Tell a friend, and it's all been going on. You lot, right? Theo's had COVID. A girl shat herself in my house.
Wait, what? Get that one quiet.
No, seriously, boys. It's all been going on. Obviously, we've been away for like 2 weeks now, and we've got so much to carry up.
catch up on.
Jinx. But Theo, firstly, obviously, you've had COVID.
Yeah.
Are you okay? How are you feeling?
I'm doing great now. Absolutely fantastic. Obviously, I'll go into it later on, like the symptoms and stuff.
Oh, you're going to talk about it later.
Talk about it later.
Okay.
But I'm fine. I'm not like a zombie.
And you've done
anymore.
Your isolation. So we're safe.
Yeah, I've done my isolation, but I very much felt like an outcast and a zombie.
What? So you're an infected piece of shit.
That's exactly how I felt. Like, people would look at me like,
get away from me, sort of thing.
Scum.
Well, yeah, I mean, on the other hand, I've been completely enjoying my life.
Very much so.
I've been out on the town. I've been, you know, taking advantage of what is allowed to happen. Obviously, some pubs are open, some clubs are open, and you can have six people round your house.
This is true.
So I've been practicing my DJing skills.
You're fucking David Cairn.
you've been sending us videos of your, let's say, after parties, but there is obviously...
Yeah.
The maximum allowed people here.
Yeah.
They look pretty mental.
Yeah, they are mental.
And
honestly,
it sounds sick.
And you were giving us a show and it was quite, yeah. You know, it was nice.
I played a little something for the boys and everyone I've been asking who's come round, I've done basically a bit of a poll. If we did live shows, 100% of people have said they will come because it was so lit.
We.
So it's me and this guy.
What, who?
So me and some guy that I've been sort of like going on the town with and having these parties with.
Who's there?
We've just basically been really honing in on putting on a show. And guys, when you're next available or allowed to come out, we're going to be putting it on all around the country.
And you really want like student nights, don't you?
Student nights. No, I think...
University.
Because basically that sort of age group enjoys partying and also
enjoys
would be the
you.
Age group that watches my videos or used to watch them back in the day.
Like they still do, don't do you?
No, I don't upload anymore.
What? So, they're wafflers.
Okay, they're now wafflers. Now
yeah.
They're wafflers. But basically, that's what I'm realising, that there's a huge market for it and, we haven't been bringing them home. No, we've been sort of having...
orgies.
Yeah, we've been having some parties. With six people that aren't really parties. And obviously, the other day, one soiled the bed. Not my bed.
Wait, yeah, this is fucked.
You need to elaborate on this.
Yeah.
I want to hear the story, like, from the start to the end.
So did you manage to have the intercourse?
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't. It was some other guy.
Oh, the other guy, the random
No, it was
bloke.
A different other guy.
A different other guy.
But it was on the same night, a girl in the house tried to steal, listen to this, a pair of my boxer shorts.
Who are you inviting back
to your
house?
A pair of my jogging shorts, like, yeah, and a pair of my socks and my AirPod Pros.
Oh, fuck.
And a coat. Yeah? I was downstairs in the kitchen and I could sort of see her in the corner. I was like, apart from the fact, why do you look so massive? Yeah?
It was just put on, like, your coat and then her coat on top of it.
It's like,
so she had her coat on at the bottom. And then in between, she had all of my belongings. God. And then she had my coat over the top.
Who the fuck are you hanging around with?
But it's dodgy. No, this was what this was the girl that he invited round. I thought she was jarring from the beginning. Anyways, I then go, like, obviously I undo the coat. Yeah, what's in here?
Wait. You've just gone up to this random girl.
She's in my house.
And you just go up to her and go zip.
Well, yeah, because I'm like, well, you didn't come wearing
Wait,
that.
Wait, you didn't ask her, be like, oh, can you unzip it? You just go and do it
Yeah,
yourself.
I was just like, come here, love. And then undo this massive coat.
Fucking half your house falls out of her pockets.
Basically, there was just, yeah, boxer shorts, two pairs of socks.
Why? Why?
And shorts. And then I was just like, why have you got this? She was like, oh, someone must have put them there. No, she literally said, someone must have given me the wrong coat. That's what she said. That is what she said.
What, and like this coat is just lined with your boxer shorts and socks?
But she's wearing her own coat.
Yeah, she on the base layer, she's wearing her own coat with my things in between. And the fact that I then went, right, let me check your pockets. And my AirPod Pros, right, the case without the AirPods in. So then I'm like, right, what have you done with the AirPods? Where are they? And everyone who's within the building, the six people, are now looking for them. She's looking for them.
She's prisoner.
Yeah, apart from the fact I then turn around about 10 minutes later and they're just scattered in the kitchen on the floor, the two AirPods. Yeah, she's instantaneously just like...
Oh, look what I found.
Yeah. It was one of those ones. We're like, hang on. So yeah, that was dodgy. And on that same night, this guy... My friend got
friend.
Choked out by another one of the girls here, collapsed in the garden, and chipped his teeth on the patio.
Oh, this was horrible. It sounded horrible.
Because I like chipping your teeth is brutal. Mm. I can't even have ice cream on my teeth.
Mate, it's the manner in which it happens as well, where like he's not just tripped and he's like gone to protect himself. If you're out cold, he's fallen flat on his face, no protection.
But let me get to a girl choked him out.
Yes, so the girl goes, look, my ex-boyfriend taught me how to get someone in a chokehold. At that point, I'd go, all right, I believe you. Yeah, we'll stop there. But she went, oh, let me try it on you. And my mate goes, all right.
A sexual fetish.
Like, no, but this is the thing. Like, imagine...
You're having a few beers.
Anyways, they were all there. They were smashed, so realistically, I don't know what they were thinking. But she says, tap out when you want to stop. Yeah, he's unconscious. So rather than just hold, like, realise that and hold him, she lets go and he catapults to the ground.
He's just his limp body. But why didn't he tap? Why didn't he tap out?
Because he's dead. He's out. But
have you ever had someone choke you?
Is it just like you're alive and then you're just like that?
Especially if you're smashed as well.
You almost don't realise what's happening. You might not have time to sort of tap the
thing. I've never been choked out before. So.
Yeah, like, I mean, neither have I, to be honest. But I can imagine if you're like well intoxicated,
you don't know the
difference. There's not exactly loads of time to be like...
Oh, wait, I just think...
So he's just out cold.
Face.
So what he said is like all he knew, the next thing he knew, he was waking up with his teeth just...
In his
and
gum.
And you feel them just being like, what the hell? So, yeah, like, overall, that night was absolutely crazy. I then proceeded to try and kick everyone out, which I successfully did, bar one person.
Who you inevitably ended up banging.
I didn't end up banging.
Wait, is this the one that shat himself? Or what did you? Were you talking
about? No, you never actually explained the shitting stuff.
Or were you talking about metaphorically shitting themselves?
So, regarding the shitting incident...
Was this the same night?
Yes.
Mate,
all of this happened on one night.
He's had a thief, a death, and someone shitting
in his
bed.
Wait, quick question on the random person who did his teeth.
Yeah.
Did you find the teeth?
Yes.
Does he have them?
Yes.
And are they getting put back on?
They don't just glue your teeth back on.
They don't glue them back on.
Fuck myself.
So, yeah, but basically, it was an incident... the shitting one that we only realised happened once. So the guy that hurt his teeth went straight to the spare room to just lay down because he was angry, obviously, upset, in hysterics.
He's even more angry once he laid down on that bed.
Yeah, so basically he was laying in that bed. We were all crowded around like trying to be like, oh, mate, it's all right, it's all right. He's just like...
No.
What's that? Look at that. And rolls over and it's just a fucking load of shit. No, but we do it. Let me rewind. So prior to this, half an hour before, one of the other guys and a girl went up to the spare room to do the ting.
And they did anal.
I don't know.
Why else would there be shit
on? No, but we don't know what they did. None of them are commenting.
Obviously no one's going to own up to taking a shit in your
bed. Yeah, but basically they did that up there. Next to me, the sheets look like that. So I don't know what's happened.
Please tell me the random guy didn't put his arm
in. The sheets are still in that bathroom over there.
Bin them. Put them in the bin.
They're in that bathroom.
No, you got to burn them.
They're my mum's.
Did I ever tell you, boys, about someone that I know's story?
Someone's brother's mate's sister.
What? Right, so he was on, he met a girl on Tinder, got her over. They were like doing the bits and she was like, put it in my ass.
So he put it in my ass?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Okay.
So he did it and they were like, you know, going out and then they finished. And he was like, right, just going to go for a piss. And it was dark. It was like at night. He just went for it. He was like taking a piss in the toilet and he's just like.
Like, fucking horrible.
What the fuck is that? Like, put the light on. Just cocks covered in shit.
Oh, you...
So this is what I'm saying.
But there's a difference between like a little bit of poo and just covered in shit.
No.
He instantly hops in the shower. He's like, right, obviously in the shower thinking, how do I get rid of this bird? Goes back to his room. He's like, sorry, like I've had a family problem. Like I need to drop you off. And
at 1 a.m.
So obviously like he's getting back home. He's like, right, we've recovered. It's fine. Goes to get back into bed. Pulls the sheets up.
Oh, and it's all over the sheets.
Everywhere.
But this is what I'm saying. This is why I would never go near that region, ever.
Yeah, we've never actually really spoken about it.
We've spoken about it loads, mate.
Have you ever tried it?
No, you always speak about like people going near boys.
Like, have you actually tried it before?
No. Why would I ever want to do that? Ever?
Well, I'm interested in trying. I've never done it before.
Mate, it's an actual avenue that's designed for actual arse juice, mate.
Yeah, but...
Why would you want to go near that?
So is the males, but it's got a G spot up there.
No, okay, whatever. Look, you can take your little multicoloured...
No, I don't like anything going up my bum.
What are you advertising G spots up your arse for then?
I still don't know where this comes from because I absolutely...
You love it up the bum!
No, I don't.
Right, anyways, let's get back on track, So overall, I had the night from hell. I mean, it was all right for me.
You went to fucking shag. Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Looking a bit empty behind Luke.
What? The handcuffs are gone. Yeah. And the lube. I'll tell you this, right?
I'll tell you this.
It was hilarious, right? So in the morning after, someone in the house, the only other person in the house, thought the lube that was on my bedside table was hand sanitizer. It just goes squeeze, squeeze. Anyways, it was quite funny.
Yeah, I mean, explain the handcuffs, though.
Yeah, so the handcuffs. No, I just took them in there.
Did they get used?
No. Well, no, they actually didn't. I don't know where they've gone. I wish I had a funny story about them. I should probably make one up.
Have you used them before? Have we spoken
about?
How would you use them? Like,
I've used them before.
Yeah, it's just a dominance thing, isn't it? So you'd get them in a position where they're sort of vulnerable. No. So you just sort of tie them up. Well, that's what it is. That is literally what they're designed for. They're designed to be so that you're just like, you can't get away.
Yeah, I wouldn't say vulnerable. I'd more say like, so they can't like stop you.
So you're in a position of dominance.
Yeah, so you're in a... No, but that is literally what they're there for. So you've got them and they can't escape.
Trapped. You're prisoner.
But that is the fetish.
I've done that before.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, that edgy sort of stuff is a fetish, but it's also one step more fucking illegal. Do you know what I mean? If you go one step further, do you know what I mean? Like, it's almost being on that edge.
If they don't want to be handcuffed, then it's illegal.
What are you talking about?
No, because isn't it mental that like, a lot of the sex toys, a lot of all the, you know, sexual props that you can get from Ann Summers sort of play on that line of...
Yeah, what? So as in, like,
so they're a bit rapey. Do you know what I mean?
I was on Love Honey.
Oh, what were you doing on there, mate?
I was just bored. And
you're just bored.
Yeah, I was bored. And I saw these knickers that are like remote control vibrators.
What is that? Knickers. It makes you sound like they're
from
child or something.
Knickers, mate.
You know the vibrating ones. So the bloke has the
vibrating love eggs.
Huh? Oh, what? They're the things that, like, they go inside and then you. Control.
So the bloke is in charge, like you go out on like a dinner date or whatever.
Yes.
And they go,
Yes.
That'd be quite have you ever tried
them? No, I've...
Have you tried them?
No. Okay, I'll just say this. So I was out for a family meal once. Turns out two people at the table are doing that exact thing that someone's wearing those things and they're getting controlled by someone. I'm not going to reveal who it is.
No, but at the table, apparently... Did they get rumbled?
Or mean rumbled?
Like, as in, was it like...
How do you know about this?
Or was someone hang on, your underwear is vibrating.
No. They admitted it like later, at a later date, they were like, oh yeah, I think it got brought up. Because my family's quite open.
Well, yeah, and your family dinners aren't exactly the biggest.
My family dinners aren't the biggest. I mean, yeah, there's only about five of us. So... It's not my parents.
Also, who was it then?
I don't know exactly who it is.
No, don't say.
I don't know if I can say.
I'm not going to say.
Oh, I don't give a shit. I'm sorry. No, but it was.
That's quite cool.
No, but I'm just saying, like, they are a thing. How would you feel about having that where you can sort of just tingle your girlfriend as and when in public?
I'd love it.
The thing is, right, there's a difference between maybe just doing it
doing
it in public and so doing it at a family meal.
Yeah, that is fucked.
Like, so you're looking at a family meal.
But the family meal is what brings the excitement.
Is it? Or are you looking at your dad while having your clit vibrating?
So you get, like, looking at your father.
I'm sorry, but the fact, like, you, for example.
What about me?
At a family meal, you're telling me you've never gone off for a shag in the bathroom.
No, you have. You're also dodgy like
that. I've done that multiple times.
Exactly. Come back.
What's wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with having a little vibrating knickers?
I'm staring your father.
Yeah.
Father. You're literally looking at him and causing stimulation. Like, do you know what I mean? It's a bit dodgy.
I wouldn't be staring at my father. I'd be staring at my girlfriend.
My mum. No, I didn't say that. Oh. No, I didn't say that. I am joking. Intrinsic.
Love Honey not signed us.
Oh, please send us loads.
Yeah, can anyone who fancies it, if you work at a sexual shop, I think it would be great to sponsor this podcast.
We could do bits for it.
We could do reviewing toys.
We could do so much for you. Like, literally, you got three active lads that are willing to try anything.
Not everything. Not quite everything.
But, in other news, on the way, this same night, right, that I was talking about earlier where everything went wrong, on the train home, I sent you that video, didn't I?
Yeah.
Of everyone chanting.
Can we put it up?
For hellacious.
We'll send it to Tom and get him to
No,
it.
Do you know what? I'll quickly play the audio because visually, there's certain things that I just can't show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Joella has a tiny knob.
That's what you want chanted at you.
Couldn't think of anything
worse. You're sat in the corner. I mean, I didn't give a shit. I was pissed out my head. But social distancing going well there.
The train.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's dodgy because once you've got people that are pissed out their head, they're not following any rules.
Yeah.
That is so true.
None. So they're not only chanting vile abuse, it's really getting me down.
You loved it. Centre
of you love everyone looking at you.
No, I don't give a fuck. No, it's because when you admit that you've got a small knob, right, I get extra small johnnies.
They don't exist, do they?
That's what everyone says when he
That's
says
what everyone says.
Wait, they don't exist. What? You just go to the shop and get Durex and then it's done.
Durex?
Yesterday he said it's like putting a football sock on if he gets a regular one.
It's like a bin bag. No, listen.
Just don't unravel it the whole way.
Oh, yeah, extra small johnnies. Yeah, I do.
No, because Theo, it's to do with the sizes in johnnies.
It's width.
It's girth, yeah. So if you have a...
Like a pencil knob.
Yeah. It could be really long, but it might be like that.
But this is the thing, like, when you've got that confidence to admit, I have a very, very small knob.
Very, very.
Then nice. They don't care. If anything, they're like, wow.
I want to see it.
You're not...
Go on, convince yourself. What do they say?
I'm so excited to shag this tiny dick.
No, I don't really have a small knob. I was joking.
No, I'm joking.
No, I am. No, I am joking a little bit.
Wait, so do you reckon Luke's got the biggest cock in this room?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing up Luke's knob? Sitting there thinking about it. No, I am. Look, at the end of the day, mate, I'm a great man.
Trying to somehow justify a tiny cock.
I think I've got a great presence.
It's not about...
Speaking of which, I'll tell you something else that happened. That you already know about, but fuck it. So one little thing that happened one night after one of these nights out, Obviously, we all came back here. And with this girl that I'd met, we did a podcast.
Oh, yeah, in my seat.
So where Theo's sat, we were sat here, and it was it's really good, actually.
Do you remember much
intimates.
Of it?
I remember all of it.
And the sex, so let's reenact it.
Yeah, what sort of things were you talking about? That's what I mean.
So first, I was just sort of a little room tour, like, this is the shit soundproofing, thing doesn't really...
There's really
the high-tech studio.
Really annoying to look at.
The floor.
Yeah. And then it was sort of just, you know, general questions. Like, I was sort of like the leader.
And you directly stared in their eyes the whole time.
Entirety of the time.
Sex eyes.
And I really wish we fucking recorded it.
I sort of wish.
No, do you not think that's a good idea? As in,
secretly,
like, to just keep secretly. No, as in, like, I could make a, well, not a compilation, because
interview
I'm not,
the girls you're banging.
No, I'm not a slag.
Well, this is another thing. You are a slag, and you should admit that you're a slag. Own the slag.
I'm not a slag.
I think what
negative.
What you're doing at the moment is enjoying your freedom, because you can.
That's what a slag would say.
No. But
I'm joking, of course.
You know, this whole thing around, like, you know, if you sleep with multiple people, you're a slag, and a slag is a bad thing.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, but for the last, like, 5 years, Joe has been saying, I'm not a slag, adamantly. But you clearly are, and you love it, and you should be proud of it. It's not a bad thing.
It's not bad, mate. I think, look, if you enjoy your sex life...
Exactly.
Then you enjoy it, and don't let anyone else put you down for enjoying that.
What is wrong with having sex?
Nothing, mate. It's fucking class.
Exactly, you love it.
Can we say, like, if you obviously, if you don't want this said, we can cut it out, but...
Okay.
But you said that at the moment you have a thing for sleeping with new people, people that you haven't met. No, and this is fine, but...
Cut!
No, I'm joking.
You know, like, what is
no,
that...
No, it's an interesting topic.
Because you have people say, like me and Theo, that are happy to continuously sleep with the same person.
I find that mental.
Yeah.
Do you think right now, in your current state, you are a sex addict?
No. It is an interesting one, because I do often have this conversation with multiple people. You know, I do like the idea, not just the sexual element. I like meeting new people.
Excitement.
Which you have always said, even if you haven't been sleeping with whoever, you've always said, like, you love going out and speaking to new
people. Yeah, as in, like, when you know, meeting new people, having conversations, like, say, for example, Brighton, being a uni town, there are people from all over the country there, right? So when, you know, you're on a night out, everyone's a bit bevved. Oh, they may have watched my videos. Oh, they'll tell me one that they like. Oh, then they'll say this, and I'll say that, and whatever. And it's fun. It's exciting. Even if they haven't watched my videos, because it's not only fans that I, like, prey on. It's like, you know, no, it's not. It's not. No, it's actually not.
No one said you were preying on fans, mate.
Fuck off. No, it's literally just meeting new people is sick, and then I like doing the DJing.
Just walking.
So up. I like having a party. And then if that happens, it happens. But I do like meeting new people.
I do feel you are actually at a slight advantage compared to a lot of people.
Why is that?
Because you already have a connection with some people.
Yeah.
Where it's, say for, I don't know, some random person who's not on YouTube.
Point at me.
No, because then everyone's got, like, Instagram now. So
he's got Instagram
big time,
now.
Big time. There's not that instant connection which you can easily chat and start a conversation which leads to other things.
I mean, you definitely appreciate that. Maybe if you weren't Joe Weller on YouTube,
be a virgin.
That you might have only slept with three people. That's just a random number, but it might be substantially lower.
Would
based
you have
on the fact
yeah,
it's a lot easier for you to, like, get chatting to a girl, because the chances are they probably do know you.
It's just like what Peter Crouch said. Do you remember? They were like, in an interview, what would you be if you weren't a footballer? And he said a virgin.
Yeah.
Which is quite interesting.
No, it is. For real. Like, there is definitely... And yeah, you're already connected to people. You put it well. You're already connected to people before you've met them, because they feel like they know you.
Got starter.
And so, yeah, so there's instantly something to talk about, something that's bonded you together, right? And I can't lie. Like, I used to not like people recognising me when I was younger, whereas now, like, I'm more, I guess, I don't know whether it's I'm more confident in myself or what, But it's, I definitely like that element now, because now it's just sort of like I can talk to everyone and it's, we have something to talk about.
Is there a difference between that and a sex addict? What is the difference between the two? Where do you draw the line?
Talking to people. Being a sex addict. Fucking mate. So I'm not a sex addict. I don't.
Addiction is obviously a problem.
I'm addicted to triple cheeseburgers with extra cheese.
And that is a problem.
That I'm addicted to.
And Domino's. It,
try it, by the way. It's McDonald's, so the triple cheeseburger. Yeah, pointless without extra cheese
actually,
added
yeah,
to it.
McDonald's do sponsor people as well.
Yeah, Mackey's, get involved. I keep having them. It's dodgy.
Two a day.
Two a day.
1.5 a day was the average.
Okay, that was the average. That was the average.
You started me on them as well.
But yeah, anyways, on to the, you know, yeah, that whole point, the fact I've been sort of, I guess, enjoying people's company, having parties, I think it's great. And I think if you're going to shame someone for doing that.
No.
No, not you, but as in like, because in the, you know, like you say, I'm not a slag. Now, slag is like a negative connotation, isn't it? It's like saying that if you enjoy sex, for example, that's negative. Why the fuck is that negative? Yeah. It should be. It's only virgins that say that. Can't get any. No, it is. And I'm not saying that because I'm trying to act like I'm the bollocks. I'm definitely not. I'm just saying you won't get someone that. Yeah, like it's people that don't. It may not enjoy sex that will say that it's a negative thing. Whereas I think, you know, those people that do enjoy it, be proud of it.
Well, this is the start. Maybe we're starting the movement.
Yeah, let's do
it. Make slag positive.
Make slag positive.
Should be a positive term. Embrace it. I'm a slag.
Yeah, well, just enjoy yourself. Just enjoy whatever makes you happy. Go ahead with it. Don't be, because it's the fear of judgment of others that can affect you. Like, oh, they may think that I'm nang. Whether you're boy, female, cat, dog, whatever. If you enjoy it, you do it.
And that is it.
As long as you're not hurting anyone.
That sort of applies to all aspects in life, doesn't it? You know,
but straight up. Hashtag the slag movement 2020.
Get that trending on Twitter.
Now, guys, just interrupting with a sponsor. Now, AT&T present RTX this year. Thanks to AT&T 5G, we're able to bring an awesome RTX straight to you in the comfort of your own home. AT&T's 5G network is fast, reliable, secure, and now available nationwide. Whether you're at home or on the go, you'll enjoy coverage in more places. Plus, AT&T doesn't make it complicated. 5G access is included in all consumer unlimited plans at no extra cost. Join us for RTX at home for virtual panels from your favorite shows and podcasts, a whole bunch of exclusive merch drops, and more, all without putting on real pants. And all thanks to AT&T. For more information on AT&T 5G, visit att.com/5G. That's att.com/5G, link in the description. Now let's continue. Another interesting point that I've actually recognized about myself, I want to know if any of you get this, is when a girl borderline rejects you, not says no, before you jump in with that, not no, but almost acts like you're worthless. You nothing.
As in she's acting like she wants you to chase her.
It's almost like
she actually finds you repulsive. Say
the opposite. The opposite of being keen.
Okay, yeah.
So the opposite of being
she's not interested.
She likes you. She's done. You've kissed her and all that. You may have even shagged.
She's not being like leave me alone.
She's proper like yeah. Move on. I ain't gonna reply to your text very quickly. I'm not gonna. You're nothing to me.
Play hard to get.
Yeah, like that. That really fucking gets me going. But that no. But is he like? What's that? Do you have that? Like, as in, say, if
well, it's a challenge.
No, but is that all it is? It's just, it's a challenge, or is it deeper than that?
It's exciting to know that someone isn't just gagging for you. You have to work hard for it.
I mean, this is quite a popular thing across all boys, isn't it? They're always like, oh, you know, you'll speak to a boy and be like, yeah, I really like her. And then like, a week later, it'll be like, oh, yeah, but they're a bit keen.
A boy, like, no, yeah, girls say that as well.
Boys girls don't say, oh, want yeah, it to be easy.
You want it to be a challenge.
I think boys want it to be a challenge. I think exactly that. And then when you succeed in your
but
challenge.
Is there a way? No, but is there a way? Because, for example, say if the girl continued acting like this, i.e. not that she's put, so it's not like, oh, she's putting on an act where she's playing hard to get, but just her personality is this sort of like, I'm a, you know, she's her own person. I'm not going to fucking drop to my hands and knees for you. Yeah. What if that's just how they are? Because that's the sort of relationship that I'd be attracted to. An independent woman that's doing her own thing where I'm not, you know what I mean?
Wait, is this?
I'm a piece of shit.
You want them to dominate you and you be the submissive?
No, not submissive. I know what I mean. I is feel it, like some you of you know what I mean as
you
well.
You want like you want someone that doesn't actually need you.
They're not a pushover.
Yeah, it's like they don't even need me.
You know, you talk about like
keeps alpha. You on your toes. You do anything for them.
Wait, is this?
You don't want a. You know, we always refer to people as betas, but typically we'd be saying a beta
alpha
male.
Female.
You don't want a beta female.
Yeah, you're a girl that makes you simp for them. Ooh. Wait, yeah, because when you're in love, that is what you essentially become. Like you're a simp for Janine, easy. 100%.
I find no fucking sim.
Anything she says, yes, I'll do it. But that's how it's meant to be.
He's a simp as well.
Massive simp. Ginormous. But that's how it's meant to be. It's not meant to be that you're like, oh, I don't really give a fuck. You're what you want to act. You're essentially,
of course.
I reckon it's you're almost worshipping them.
wait, so are you wait, saying that you wait, don't want that or you do?
No, I'm craving that.
I've got to say, is it, are we talking about Kai?
Model bird. No. Model,
model bird.
No, this.
You're just talking about in general.
No, I've got.
You've got multiple.
I've got a recent experience, but obviously we're not going to go into loads of detail. But what I'm saying is, I've realised that attracts me, a lot.
Is it because do you think you're used to having girls sort of like
simp
be
over
all
you.
Over it?
Yeah. Simp over you.
That maybe you're so
makes
not
you
used.
Sound
to.
Like a knobhead.
No. How is that? No, it's just fact.
Fact, mate.
No, but I mean, as far as we're aware, the girls that you do speak to, it does typically always be like,
yeah, it's obviously
they are dead into you.
But it's selective girls, obviously.
Well, yeah, we probably don't hear about the rest. But but no, I'm being serious. Like, and this this isn't making you sound like a knobhead because we're saying it, not you. But do you
he's
reckon
soaking it all with that?
Do you reckon that is a reason?
Well, yeah, I mean, probably, yeah. It's like, and I guess maybe. I think, but that maybe it's that difference between like woman and girl.
Well, you're always
into a woman that
woman.
Makes me be a man. Not
you're always into the older women.
Oh, I do like older
women.
You
prefer to marry some like 45-year-old strong, independent.
Not marry.
So you're still
at the same time. I'm like I'm never gonna marry. At the same time, I also think that. I love this woman that was round the other night.
This woman? How old was this woman?
22.
Oh, shit. Are you lying?
I'm being serious.
22?
She was taller than him.
No, stop. We're what? The same height.
Wait, so when you say she was actual model, like actual 6
Anyways.
Foot 4?
6'4", bruv.
Oh, what she looked like.
Right, so we can go on to the main topics now. Right, here we go. Oh, look, I had that note. What we just spoke about then, I had it down as attracted to birds that make you feel like a piece of shit. It was a good little note, mate. What else? Oh, yeah, I will just say. I'll say it. So the 10 p.m. curfew.
I think we need to talk about this.
Do you want it to continue? Where pubs and clubs, well, you don't really go out.
No, I do, but obviously I couldn't for the last 10. Well, the issue London have, they have a major issue. The first day they introduced this, they're like, shut at 10 o'clock. Fine. It's not fine.
Everyone goes outside.
Everyone floods to the streets.
Yeah.
The tubes are rammed. There's a 2.5 surcharge on Uber.
Yeah.
And the streets are just full of drunk idiots drinking.
Well, this is what I'm saying. And all of those idiots don't want the night to be over.
Oh. Yeah.
So they all go back. You're telling me you ain't done this. Everyone goes back to someone's kitchen. Someone gets their shit DJ decks out, and you have an after party, right? Everyone's doing it.
Not always the DJ deck.
No, but I saw a little meme on Twitter that was just like nailed what basically my house does. So no, but it's sick because imagine you go for dinner. Right, it's what we've been doing. We'll go for dinner in Spoons,
or Mackey's.
Right? Their chicken wrap. It's like a wrap with like chicken selects in, bro.
Spoons is so underrated for food.
Unreal. So it's small enough so you can just like see it off and continue to cane like the tequilas at the same time. And then
mate, come 7 p.m. like 7 p.m. you're going to the club. You're going on a night out.
I find it so weird.
Mate, it's mental. So it's middle of the day and you're now going into a club. But it's sick because it's like, what is going on? And obviously in the club, it's all benches. So that's what...
There's no dance floor.
No. That's what I think makes it legal, is that you can then, yeah, you sit at these benches and you're not allowed to mix tables.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact people are coming over like to take photos and they sort of allow it. I mean, I'm cool with that. And they sort of allow me to sit on other tables a little bit as well.
So you get special treatment.
A little bit, but I love it. Yeah, but this, but yeah, so then obviously it ends at 10 p.m.
Yep.
And whoever's around, whoever you've made friends with, a social distance sort of way.
And only six people.
Yeah, only six people are allowed at a bench. So yeah, you then, everyone back to mine for an after party, us six. And then we smash it. And I think that setup, I would love for that to continue, because if it goes back to normal and clubs shut at 3 a.m, yeah, too late for an after party. We're back at the moment. We get back here for midnight.
And not only...
Fucking brilliant.
Not only that, there's also less likely you're going to do on like a 6 a.m. session.
Yeah, we don't... We rarely stay up till... I mean, the latest we'll go up to is probably 4 a.m.
Which is quite
That's
nice.
That's when it all starts... Yeah.
I don't know. I'd still like it to like... I like being out in like a bar to like midnight. Yeah,
personally,
you know what I mean? Like 10 o'clock's a bit like...
I wanted to go back to normal.
Yeah, but that's because you don't have after party. If you came to one of these after parties...
We never get the invite.
No, so I don't invite Luke especially. You should see him drunk.
Idiot. Idiot. Sleepy
on,
idiot.
Tell him,
well.
Luke. Tell him.
No, just I'm a terrible drunk.
So he'll basically... Imagine the second you start saying, oh yeah, mate, is it right if you don't like break or
not,
smash or
that is
do
not
something?
True.
Does the opposite.
It makes him want to do it 10 times more.
I do have an authority complex.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with dropping cigarettes outside, that's another story.
That wasn't even me.
So yeah, so and I want to invite all of the boys round, but our lads group is notorious for being like fuckheads. No, we all are.
Wait,
I mean,
do you remember
what?
When did you lot came round mine after fucking New Year?
What happened?
I wasn't there.
Remember at the cricket club in Seaford?
Yeah.
There was like the classic New Year's Eve after party. We had people stay around because it was like a lovely thing to do. Let them stay around. Everyone stayed up for like 7 a.m. Someone logged onto my mum's computer and started sending emails. I couldn't believe it. It was awful.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like these idiots. Once, imagine him and... Right. Second they get hold of my computer, yeah, they're going to try and upload something to my YouTube channel.
Like they've done before. That, yeah. Like they've done before at beach.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like together as a combination, it's just going to be...
I think we're older now. We're more
mature. No,
we are older now.
We
haven't had this sort of coming together for a long while.
What was Hobgoblin? I thought we were all quite mature.
Hobgoblin?
We were, but...
In Brighton, we were quite mature. Brighton.
But we were with like the... I think the lethal combination is me and he who can't be named.
Yeah. That is the lethal combination. He who cannot be. And inevitably, you all start bringing around different sorts of things to all engulf. Now, guys, I'm just interrupting this for a sponsorship message from Manscaped.
Woo.
The great individuals that have designed the Lawnmower 3.0, right? That's designed to stop little nicks and cuts on your bollocks. Right, when you're shaving, it's very good. Now let me get into this. So, this is the third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin-safe technology. So, you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The Manscaped engineering team obsesses over technology developments to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience. And they spent 18 months perfecting the greatest bull hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0.
No.
Being deadly serious. I'll say it now. The link is manscaped.com/waffling to get 20% off and free shipping. That link is in the description.
And
right?
Free shipping.
And free shipping. Manscaped.com/waffling. If that hasn't sold it for you, a couple more things. When I say this is premium, it's sodding premium. 90 minutes of battery. The waterproof technology allows you to shave in the shower too.
That's what I do.
Which is ideal because there's no cleanup.
It also has an LED light.
Oh,
so you can see everything.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show off your mower and be proud of it. This intelligently designed stand is convenient and quality. Basically,
I've sold it to you. You want one. Manscaped.com/waffling to get 20% off and free shipping. The link is in the description. Peace. How's COVID been?
Well, for me.
Yeah, is it this deadly disease that everyone's making it out to be? Well, or is it a cold?
Wait, can I just say this?
All right, Lawyer Martin.
Take what Theo says with a pinch of salt, because Theo has a cold and he acts like it's the end of the world.
Whoa. I have a cold like all year round. Like, I know what a cold is. Like a snotty
nose. You
don't
eat anything other than Malwams, mate.
I actually gave up sweets 3 years ago. Look. It was shit for 2 days. Borderline 3 days. Pounding headache. Temperature like shaking. Hot, cold. Couldn't sleep.
Now this, is it shit enough to shut the whole country down? To ruin the economy? To ruin people's lives by taking their jobs away from them. This is a serious
In my
question.
Humble opinion, obviously, I went through it. No. But older people and people with
there
weaker
people
immune
dying.
Systems would get fucked by it.
How do you know?
Deaths.
But isn't it funny? The average age of coronavirus deaths is 82.4. The average life expectancy in the UK is 81.
I know, it's a bit ridiculous, but it can mutate.
Right, like every virus can, like every fucking cold, every single year. I think at this point it's ridiculous. And I think I'm going to go down the conspiracy route, right? In 2008, the fucking banks fucked it. Yeah? And the market's going to crash anyway. But they need something to blame it on. Let's fuck up the economy with COVID. Blame it all on that. Raise everyone's taxes. Oh, it's COVID. Oh, we need to fix everything. No, the banks were fucking it anyway. They need to say, yeah, that's why they're not fucking as bothered about the economy. Because it was going to fuck itself anyway. Because they fucked it up.
Fucking gone mental.
That's what some lady on the train said to me. Wait, he was like, I'm not wearing a mask because those fibres within them... If you wear it too long, you know, like asbestosis?
Yeah, that's the whole point. It's a disposable mask. You wear it once, you get a new
one. Yeah, exactly. So if you continuously keep breathing these fibres in, they can all go into your lungs, apparently, and give you sort of types of lung cancer.
These anti-maskers are just selfish idiots.
Yeah, I do have
But do the masks do anything? Do they actually do anything?
Yeah, they do. They've been proven to be helpful.
By who?
Scientists?
They're helpful. Do we actually know?
They do help. Yes,
are they trying to just get us...
There is fact. It is fact they significantly help reduce it, which is what we
need. So is that how we're going to live for the rest of our lives, bro?
Well, I was speaking to someone who thinks it's going to go
off. At this point, I don't want to be insensitive. But at the same time, it's got to a point. I think we need to just start living.
But let me say this. Say, for example, I have asthma, so that's probably why I got it slightly worse than some people. Some people have like...
You had a 2-day cold, mate.
But some people literally get no symptoms. They're asymptomatic.
Yeah.
Okay, imagine I was asymptomatic. I go home, give it to my mum and dad. They get it. Die.
Like with any cold, mate.
Kill my mum.
Yes, it could. Any virus could actually have the ability to kill. There's new viruses every single year. They mutate every year. It's what viruses do.
Still got to be careful.
Okay, we definitely have to be careful.
Let me chime in. But before you get too heated, I would say the masks are in place to protect other people from your potential spread. I don't think masks are the worst thing in the world. They're a bit fucking annoying to wear. But if on the basis that it protects someone else from potentially contracting the virus from you, I think that's fine. I think what isn't fine is shutting down businesses, yep. Which is ultimately ruining people's lives.
I think there's a lot of hypocritical stuff coming out of the government. For example, did you see the photo of the Royal Palladium? The theatres,
yeah.
Okay? Packed. Yes, they're wearing masks. Social
irrelevant.
Distancing.
You know irrelevant.
I mean? There wasn't really social distancing.
Yeah. If you are too close, then
theater,
what do they
football
do?
Football grounds.
Outside. They're not outside.
They could do social distancing in football grounds so easily. It's a joke. And it's outside. You've already seen it. France, Portugal had fans in there. You've already seen it. Why are the British government saying no to fans? You've got lower league clubs like hashtag United. They're allowed 150 fans. So what's the fucking difference between
helping out? And these lower league clubs are going to go under. Yeah. They are not going to be able to survive. And then I think the government will realise that the Premier League does not survive without these grassroots clubs. Like, and you take that away, the Premier League is gone. What does that do to the economy?
And then you've got the selfish idiots in the Premier League, the top nine clubs proposing this new, like, say, the EFL deal, which is basically them trying to take control of the Premier League and the league and be these all higher power.
That did get unanimously voted against yesterday.
Okay, good. I didn't know
that. So that's not going to happen now.
That was awful. I got so angry when I saw that.
Well, yeah, I think overall, they just do need to realise, I mean, I was going to say realise what they need to do, but this is what makes me think there's got to be an ulterior motive going on. There has to be.
Which that movement is growing, isn't it?
But then I don't think so because...
You don't think so? Because you believe none of the Olympians take steroids, mate.
Shut up. But I only say that because there are different parts of the country, say Liverpool, who are way worsely affected. And just because we live down in the south and it's all lardy-dardy really nice, people in Liverpool are like, it's pretty bad.
But then did you see what happened in Liverpool the other night?
What?
They were like... Everything got shut down. It was when they got announced they were in like the tier three or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Everyone just went out in the streets and had a massive party.
Yeah, like, no, but like, that's the thing. Race. At this point, like, the human race is going to just rebel now. Like, basically, like, I'd say 90% of people are over it and are willing to just do whatever. So, what are they going to do? Like, what are they actually going to do? Because, you know...
I'm going skiing in January.
Yeah.
Do you think it comes down to the point where maybe the people that are... worried about it, it's for them to take upon themselves to stay at home? Well, or do we collectively stay together and try and...
At some point...
Has that worked thus far? Like, as in...
Sweden, yes.
No, but they're going out on the Raz.
No, yeah. In Sweden, the rates are significantly lower than most countries in Europe.
Yeah, because they went out on the Raz.
They never went on a lockdown. They've been doing it themselves because they want to take it into their own...
They want the herd immunity.
Yes, because that is what we got to do.
Not only that, they're actually, like, smart people in Sweden. Yeah. And, like, they wouldn't go see their old nan or something. Like, they actually have self-control. Yeah. Whereas I think the British people might have much less self-control. Am I right in saying that? Probably, like, we're a bunch of idiots, really, aren't we?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. You know, every other animal in the kingdom of this world, they don't stand still. If there's a barrier of some sort, they adapt. And I think we need to adapt in the sense of... Let's not stop and just all wear these masks and stay at home. We move on. If you're at risk, like if...
Take precaution.
Yeah, take precaution. But the whole world can't stand still. The world still needs to go round, mate. And, you know, that's why I'm saying.
I do agree, you know, with wearing a mask, like I say, it's a bit irritating. But that is everyone taking a collective step forward where we're all taking precaution because it's something so easy that we can do, like... You just go out, you wear
like,
a mask.
It is, okay. Like, wearing a mask is easy, like, compared to, like, when people had to...
Maybe it's different. Back in World War II.
Yeah, in World War II, rationing or going down underground to survive the bomb attack. Yeah. Like, wearing a mask is easy. Everyone just does a little bit to help. We can start getting back to normal.
It's just where, like, I don't know if it don't do the masks. I'm not convinced that the masks are the answer. Like, if everyone wears their masks, then there's not going to be any spread.
But you'd make a sacrifice of if you wore your mask and it would mean things can start going back to normal life.
Yeah, well, I mean, but as in, I feel like it's this one big bullshit production where it's not actually proven fully that these masks are actually doing loads. Because, mate, if you're sat in fucking Starbucks up the road with this in your hand, everyone in the room who's just got a coffee in their hand doesn't have to wear a mask. You're now in a room full of people with masks.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, on the fucking plane, right? I caught a plane. Obviously, everyone has to wear a mask. If you're holding a drink in your hand, you don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah, it's very hypocritical.
Everyone just buys a fucking drink and 10 packets of peanuts that they just slowly eat one by one and doesn't wear a mask.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's just very inconsistent. And I'm just
it is inconsistent.
It's a bit confusing to follow. Like,
And the way it's sort of like, it's vilified everyone. Like, oh, get away from me. Like, as a young person, I'm noticing every old person will fucking keep a distance because they've painted out on the news that it's all the youngsters. Apart from
I walked past someone on the street. Like, just an old lady walked past. I was wearing my mask. I was outside wearing a mask. Like, I'm doing more than I should be doing. Walked past on the street. She goes, oh.
No, mate, though. Yeah, in it.
That does happen.
Mate,
yeah.
And she said something to me. We had it in B&Q. I was wearing headphones. I was like, I wanted to go back and tell her to fucking do one, you old cunt. You know how I get. I get livid at tiny things.
What?
I wanted to... I really hated her. I get livid at these tiny little things. I just wanted to fucking like...
What? Fucking what?
But it was just so unnecessary.
It wasn't.
I was so unnecessary.
Yeah.
So angry about it, mate, now. Yeah,
that, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, where we get to made to feel like these fucking pieces of shit because of the agenda of the media.
And you can't cough on the train. Oh, my God.
Yeah, coughing is very taboo now, isn't it?
Oh, you're just sitting on the train... trying not to cough.
Okay, I think just after that conversation, can we make it clear that we do, even though maybe we question some of the policies in place, like we do, we do all wear our masks
well,
where
even
we have
though
to.
Yeah, they say I can't get it again. It could obviously mutate. I've actually been more cautious since getting it than before.
Why?
Don't know. Just because it was actually quite shit for 2 days by myself in the
flat. For 2 days.
Yeah, but like it was quite shit, and I don't want to get it again. Like it was horrible.
Do we know if you actually can?
Yeah, is there any proof on that?
I swear
yet?
Someone's had it like 6 times, so I'm guessing someone. And there's long COVID.
Someone's had it 6 times.
Yeah, it was in the news.
Long COVID, that's a real thing, isn't it?
Yeah, my cousin's got it.
Long COVID? It just makes you tired all the time, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
So
this past 2 days, I've slept like 12 hours a day.
So you reckon you might have long COVID?
Oh, no. I'm fine now.
Theo will just blame it on it. He's been lazy his whole
life.
Wait,
so you don't know fully if you. I don't know if you. Are you fully okay to be in this room with us?
See, this is my point. I've done my isolation.
You've got long COVID.
I'm not saying
now.
I've got long COVID.
Fucking long.
I don't think that you can transmit that.
No. I don't have it. Like, and also, but okay, I did do a run.
Yeah.
I said this to Joe before, and he was like, "Yeah, it's because you're fucking ill." I did a run, like 2K. Normally, that's piss easy. Whether I've been ill or not, it's a piss easy run, 2K. I almost threw up at the end of it. I thought I was going to die. Like, it's killed my cardio and my asthma. It's fucked.
Well, that is what it does. Isn't it essentially? That's
it's
why.
It's a lung disease, isn't it?
It is a lung disease. Now, guys, we've got a sponsorship message. All right? Now, I mentioned the social dilemma, okay? Yep. Which obviously, where it, you know, it shows, where basically it shows how social media companies exploit us, take our data, manipulate us to do everything they want. Well, the guys at ExpressVPN are here to save you and I and all of you. So, let's get into this. Every time you use the internet, big tech companies mine your data by tracking your searches, messages, and video history. But when you run ExpressVPN on your device, it hides your IP address, which websites can use to personally identify you. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. You need to be careful with what you share on social media, but ExpressVPN can make your web browsing more anonymous. Perfect. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your internet data to keep you safe from hackers and prying eyes. Mm. Many VPNs slow down your internet, but not ExpressVPN. It's incredibly fast and easy to use. Just tap one button and you're protected. So guess what, Boris? Listen to this. To get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free, use the link expressvpn.com/wafflin. It's in the description, right? You click on it after this podcast, expressvpn.com/wafflin, and you will be protected from all these manipulative, disgusting hackers and companies trying to steal your data.
I've started using it for DAZN Canada.
Back on with the show! Have you ever, actually another story from a night out that ended up in a party. So this girl was like, oh yeah, we'll make you all pasta.
Great story.
The end. No. So yeah, well that's been in the cupboard for ages. Anyways, make it. So she firstly makes pesto pasta. The pesto's out of date. Anyways, she brings it in and we're like, yeah, let's eat it. Then she comes around with cheese. Oh, get some Parmesan. Right? So she's like, yeah, I've got this Parmesan from the fridge.
Wait, this is...
I don't have Parmesan, right? I don't have any. Anyways.
Where is it from?
It was cheddar.
Is this at your house?
Yeah, yeah. So it was cheddar that had been in the fridge for 1 year. No, mate, I'm not even joking. So you know where it goes so
like
hard?
Like a brick.
So hard that she thought it was Parmesan.
And it was all blue.
Yeah, and it was just, I remember it being really funny there and then.
Your fridge is pretty disgusting.
It always smells, doesn't it?
Smells like someone's farted in it and just shut it.
What do you think about the WAP? Have you ever had a girl do the WAP dance for you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Janine did
no,
the
no,
WAP.
No, I'm...
Yeah.
She's done the WAP, it's quite fun.
And how do you feel about you know, her, you know, seeing the girl, these girls going around, oh yeah, my wet ass pussy. Do you see it as empowerment? The girls are finally allowed to be free in themselves, and if they want to be sexual, they can be.
What do you think, Nicki Minaj is? Transform.
No, because back in the day,
Cardi
it would be,
B, it, wasn't it?
Yeah, because back in the day, it would be like, oh, what girls talking in this vulgar manner? That's so disgusting.
No, I get
that shouldn't be allowed. But now it's like, this is the new thing. It's like girls are allowed to be free. Girls are allowed to be expressive. When I was first 18, mate, right, for a girl to sort of show that they're interested in a guy was a bit like, oh, no, yeah, they're a slag, they're a slag. Now, girls will stick it on guys to try and pull them. Oh, well, I mean, that's what...
That's what keeps happening to me.
Is that universal or
is it just me?
No.
Big cock well.
No. But as in, like, I think it's good that girls are allowed to be expressive. And
it's
and
very much so. It used to be boy would go after girl rather than girl would go after
and a
girl's, boy.
And a boy's allowed to be gross and vulgar and say about his sexual desires. Whereas now it's, I like to think that it's more equal. And everyone can just do whatever they want.
Well, do you see Cardi B's Instagram story failure?
What? Failure? Oh, well, she had her tits out.
Not seen
it? I mean, does she really care?
She deleted it.
Well, she used to be a stripper that would get it out anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
It's important that, you know, if someone is a stripper, that doesn't mean
they
would just get naked for anyone.
If you're in a strip club, anyone can come in.
Yeah, if you are in a strip club.
Yeah.
As in, if you saw her on the street and you were like, get your tits out, she'd probably be like...
No, but no one said anyone. She uploaded it.
No one said
but
that.
But apparently it was like accident. Have you ever put a nude of your cock on your story by accident?
I don't understand how people do that.
It
takes quite a lot of pressing of buttons to put a story up.
No, but it's similar to how I got that one printed.
Well, no, because you're obviously selecting multiple and you can easily select it, but there's a difference in story. You select and it, also, upload it, select next and...
Jesus. If you are sending a penis pic,
yeah,
you're always so careful. You have to be.
Do you guys still do that with your girlfriends?
I don't send dick pics.
Occasionally. No. You live together now, don't you?
We live together, yes.
How is that? How is it living? What is it like living with your girlfriend full time? Like, as in, do you find... Because that's obviously on the flip side of my sort of stories about... enjoying meeting new people and all of that, and I can't imagine being
locked in a
stuck with one person.
It's calm. It's fine.
And you've done it for years.
No, it's the first time we've lived together.
It's mental.
But obviously, we moved in. I got COVID, and luckily, she wasn't there, so I'm basically living by myself for like the whole time.
How do you think you're going to find living with her? Are you going to reckon you'll be like...
It's still in the honeymoon phase living together.
Yeah, I guess. But we've spent a lot of time at one house together before. So we know it's like I have my work. We've got two desks. Like, I'll still go and meet people and play footy. Like, I've got our own separate lives still. And also, don't know if I'm allowed to say it yet, but we put a deposit down.
What?
For what?
A kitten.
A kitten?
Oh, fuck's sake.
A deposit for a kitten? Are they only about a tenner, aren't they?
Nah, this one's expensive.
I got Kitty, you know, Kitty, for a fiver.
What?
She's a fiver, mate.
What the fuck?
Wait, Theo, how much have you put on this cat?
What sort of cat is
it? It's a cat.
Is it a Bengal?
No. Is it? Go on, say what it is.
It's got to be a house cat because of where it lives.
Yeah, it's a house cat.
Like some Siamese thing.
No, it's called...
a bald rat one, isn't it?
No, it's like a rag doll.
It's a rag doll.
Something rag. Rag doll something, yeah.
Rag doll right, something.
Don't know when I say this, but fuck it.
It's a rag doll.
Yeah, I don't know why I wouldn't
cat. Also, it looks like the grumpy cat. You know, remember the grumpy cat?
What, has it got like the flat face?
No,
is it like that?
Yes.
Look, everyone. Wait.
It's got the nice blue eyes.
Yeah.
Rue's brother.
You're a kitty.
Have a cat like that.
So, how much is that kitty going to cost?
About a grand.
£1,000. £1,000.
How have you been conned into
what,
that?
What, mate? Yeah, how does...
That's how much cats are, they're not.
No, mate. Mine was a fiver.
Fiver.
And she made me money.
Kitty. Yeah, she did.
Yeah, with the song.
Are you getting a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Why?
At least if you get a girl, you can have kittens and then you can make your money back.
But girls get like periods, don't they?
No.
Yeah, they do. What's Kitty?
Girl. Kitty's a girl's name.
What is that?
I would be like Kitty to a boy.
Why would it matter if it's a cat?
Kitty.
Wait, what is Kitty's real name?
Kitty.
No. It was called something before Kitty.
Kitty is called Kitty. But basically, we got her. She was part feral. So it was like basically a wild cat.
Found it on the street.
No. It was a kit. It was a kitten. It was a kitten, and basically we got her.
Wait, who did you?
And we were like, well, this because it was feral. It was a bit evil. Like kitty's a bit evil. Well, yeah, it always has been. And basically, we were like, yeah, a nice little like, oh, sprinkles or something just didn't work. Like, no, but you know, like a cute name just didn't work because this thing was evil. So we were like, we just would keep referring, oh, kitty. Oh. Like my mum and sister call her Puss.
Oh, what? So it was sort of like you were just calling it like a cat.
Yeah,
it's
like
a cat
animal.
Yeah, it's like a cat. Come here.
Wait, who did you pay a fiver to?
No, Amy paid a fiver to her mate. Some guy.
What, he found it on the street, put it in a bin bag, and then sold it to Amy for a fiver.
There you go, mate. No, take this thing away from me.
Something like that. But basically, she is a lovely animal.
Definitely.
And
lovely.
Yeah, I just called her Kitty because I was a bit special needs.
So even before, when did you get it?
It. 2008.
Before you do.
You're a kitty.
Kitty the cat.
So when I made that song, like, what did you think? When you saw Kitty... genuinely, like, when you saw that come out, like, what went through your head?
I probably would have thought, like, this is all right.
This is all right. That's my best song, in my opinion.
It is not your best
That's
song.
That's fucking quality. It's fucking brilliant.
Wait, so
you're
made,
telling
iconic,
me that ain't quality.
It's you iconic, wanna do. But it's iconic, but it is shit.
Fucking banger, mate. What are you talking
it's
about?
Not it's a fucking it's shit. Not a banger.
Bruv, you telling me. So when I go out, I go on nights out.
Yeah, it's
right?
iconic, but it doesn't mean it's good.
Lads will come up to me and be like, you're a kid.
It doesn't mean it's good.
What do you mean?
Like, for example, like, the Crazy Frog.
Yeah, that's quality.
Yeah, but it's not a good
10
song.
10 out of 10. Really good song. Very, very good. Got to number one in the charts. Yeah, good.
How did yours do?
Yeah, banged it. 12 million views.
How many? Where did it go to in the charts?
More views than Wanna Do. What the fuck?
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah, but
because
like, joke songs usually do,
you're
don't
they?
You're a kiddie. What do the t-shirts do?
Boys, weirdly, this is actually something that I had written down in my notes. I wanted to talk about what you thought of YouTubers sort of becoming musicians. I.e. like Jake Paul releasing rap songs, but like seriously, as in like, I think people work their entire lives towards being a great musician. And then you get someone like a YouTuber who can just walk right into a studio. Oh, here's this beat we had made for you. Can you just rap over it? We'll auto-tune
it. Will only
and
do well
it.
In the charts if it's a good song.
Well, this is the thing. It goes to show that it's like talent. Like I remember a great thing that someone said when I was doing the boxing is that like when, because obviously people get livid about, oh, these YouTubers doing boxing and they haven't trained for their whole lives. But the talent will only get you so far. It's like actually the personality and the entertainment value and the draw in a crowd that actually will sell anything.
It's funny because...
Anything.
That links to another thing that I did want to talk to you about, because I was looking at these like programs that teach you how to be a YouTuber.
Bollocks, mate.
That you have
bollocks.
To subscribe to. But the thing is I think ultimately it does come down to just being a person that the people are drawn to.
Likeable personality.
You can't
it?
Teach someone to be, well, famous, essentially. You can't teach someone to be likeable.
Look at Chunks. Phenomenal personality.
Correct.
Phenomenal personality. And people are drawn to him. They love him. He took Soccer Raid and made, like, he was the star man at Soccer Raid, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He shouldn't have been, but he was.
Why shouldn't he have been?
Well, on paper, he's not.
Like, he wasn't the most famous person there.
Well, arguably, he... I don't know, can I...
In terms of relevant, he's the most relevant.
Yeah, but as a YouTuber, you go into one of those things and be like, it's just some YouTuber, it's not
going
to steal the
light. It's like, I'm a YouTuber
but
going on
99
to TV.
Times out of 100, a YouTuber does steal the light.
Well, yeah, I mean...
It could happen to you.
But this is what I'm saying, like, as in... If you look at all the things, all the mainstream things that YouTubers try and do, they often smash it out of the park.
Sug.
But it's, obviously, like, I mean, yeah, you take KSI versus Logan, that fucking banged it because their entertainment, their personalities, fucking Chunks doing that, Sug on Strictly, Saffron Barker on Strictly, me on Don't Rock the Boat, coming out November 2nd.
November 2nd?
November 2nd.
What channel?
ITV, 9 PM.
It's around the corner.
That whole week, yeah, mate, it's very close. But basically, I honestly think it's because we've all had to do it ourselves. Mm. YouTubers, they've created this whole thing, got an audience, learned how to do all of that by themselves. They haven't been handed it all by some big production company. And I think that that is a lot. And, you know, then getting put in that sort of position, Chunks is there on Soccer Aid. He knows how to make it work because he's this whole time subconsciously been like training to learn how to do things himself.
Yeah.
And I think it's brilliant.
It is.
And Philly, we're not mentioning Chunks and Philly.
Yeah. They come as a duo.
They come as a duo.
I think, honest to God, on Chunks and Philly, I think they will be either as big or bigger than Anton Deck.
Yeah.
Anton Deck are big. Mm. Big and respected. Mm-hmm. And I think Chunks and Philly have the potential to do
that. I think
that.
It'll be when our generation comes through to being over, like 40, 50.
Overtake. Yeah.
It'll be like, well, yeah. It'll be when they're like 40 because the older generation probably won't get the banter.
And Deck are probably going to be around for a long time as well.
Yeah.
Very long time.
Extremely. Your mum, really. Have you got any other pointers you want to talk about, mate?
I've got something to...
We haven't answered any questions. We
obviously haven't asked.
I've got something to give you guys if you...
Go on, Theo.
If you want it.
Go on.
Well, obviously, this has been a long time coming now, so I'd like to welcome you two to the ambassadors...
Ambassadors?
What?
You're not about to give us some garden shirt or something, are you?
Ambassadors?
We're not ambassadors.
We're players. Players,
or you
we're
players,
it.
Or you can suck your mum.
I can talk to you about being a player.
Fuck off.
Why me?
Why not?
You actually have the ability.
I'm actually good, aren't I?
You are good. He's a little cunt up front, which is actually quite
why
mean.
Why is Joe actually good?
Look, I rustled Jamie Carragher, mate. Made him want
Luke,
me dead.
Look, you're fun to play with.
But you're a bit boring at the same time. Like you are class.
Sometimes,
that's
you can't
another
finish
thing.
Your dinner.
Wait, just before you hand over these shirts, do you remember, you see that email or message where someone said, Joe, you need to stop like attacking Luke. Everything he says, you just butt in and...
Oh, I do remember this.
And stop him talking.
A lot of comments saying that as well.
No, yeah, in it. Wait, do I actually? Because I don't mean to. I'm just a twat.
No, I don't. I feel like sometimes it's looking from the outside in. It's hard. It's easy to pick up on things that aren't actually happening.
Yeah. Just like...
And when you're here, like, with the vibe and you know the boys, like, obviously we know each other very well.
Yeah, we just do know each other very well. Anyways, right, I'm ready for the present, Theo. I'm really grateful for this.
Right, we got green, what? Wavy green for you, Joe,
wow.
And wavy white for Luke.
How many have you sold?
I actually don't know since the last time.
Is that because you don't want to know?
Huh?
So these are our very own garden shirts with our name on the back.
We'll get them sorted.
We did ask.
Yeah, I know. I forgot to ask for the names. I'm sorry.
Right, should we have a look, guys?
Perfect for festivals.
Pretty.
Actually, guys, if you don't even care, if you don't support the clubs, get it for a festival.
These are wavy football shirts.
They are quite wavy. Look, it's very Nigeria. Look, like, is that what you've gone for? What inspired you for these?
We actually did use the Nigeria kit as inspiration. Yeah, that was one of the inspiration kits.
That's quite wavy, and you've got the garden logo that's... essentially the Brighton of Albion logo with garden written in the middle.
What?
Are you worried about getting sued about that?
Yeah, like the Brighton are surely going to look at that and go, sorry.
When we announced the club, Brighton fans just tweeted me every minute.
Livid?
Like hundreds of Brighton fans. You're getting sued in the morning, mate.
It's quite
to be honest, I don't think Brighton actually care about us.
Wait, this is good. I would love my name on the back.
I can get that for you.
Yeah, take it back. No, is it like, I really want it in the like, the garden print.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Weller 9. Or like El Nino 9.
El Wenino.
Yeah. But it is cool. I appreciate that.
On the topic of garden, how's it going?
Yeah,
I haven't been keeping up with the vids.
Well, we've had an international break last 2 weeks.
Have you won a game yet? Have you not won a game?
Yeah, pre-season we won games.
I mean, in the actual league, have you won a game? or in any cup? You're losing every game. You lost every game.
We drew one game. You have to remember.
What?
Got 8 first team injuries out, including me.
Imagine if you signed Weller and Luke. Imagine if you actually did what all of the boys said and girls.
You wouldn't have been available for most of the games.
Maybe I would have.
I would be.
He was abroad for one of them.
He definitely would be.
I never do anything.
Yeah, but it also is like we are playing like a bunch of pricks sometimes.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. We'll just get hacked out.
I'm actually quite nervous about coming back. Because when I played for Garden before my injury, I scored 5 goals in 2 games. Like, I'm actually really good. So, yeah, we have to wait for the injuries to come back, and then I think we will start winning.
Yeah, hopefully. Did you also see that there's a third series of sex education coming out with Maeve Wiley and Margot Robbie?
No. Boys, we got done.
We got done?
No, it's real.
No, it's real.
Netflix tweeted it. Margot Robbie's in London. Netflix, it's her big sister.
Netflix...
Boys.
Netflix official account tweeted it.
No, let me see this right now.
This can't be fake.
No. Get out of my building.
No.
Netflix. I'm on Netflix now, and I'm scrolling. Bear with me, guys. I really need to find out this info from ACN.
Boys, we
pop it back. No, don't.
Right,
get,
so I'm heading over to the waffling
sex
Twitter.
Sex education. Oh.
What?
Oh,
what have you been done?
Well, I haven't seen an official account tweet about it.
Someone, I'm just trying to find the tweet. Because
that
I
looks so real. Look at it, guys.
It does, but someone tweeted us the picture of that, like where Margot Robbie's picture is from. And
yeah.
Someone's just really...
good Photoshop.
Professionally
job.
Photoshopped it in.
Bastard.
Oh, that's really frustrating.
Did you see the replies to the tweet? That
no, what was it, man?
Because I did the tweet saying like, what did I say? I can imagine Joe is sweating just thinking about
this.
Oh,
yeah, man. I would have been fucking class, man.
And it's obviously that, but like, oh, we got replies like that.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That is actually me.
Wait, can we...
No, you can't show that.
Oh, fucking hell,
what,
Luke.
What a wrecked cock on the YouTube.
Like yeah, but
idiot.
Yeah, it could have been like blurred out.
No, because you know Tom won't...
Blur it
the time that you didn't see that thing. That's it. Anyways, you lot, right, what else we going on about? Is there anything else that we really want to get involved today?
Margot Robbie, let me check my notes.
I've got to get involved at the gym.
What, you want to go to the gym? Okay, if there's anyone that wants a party, I'm just going to advertise it. Six people. We, for Halloween, want to do something rowdy. So if you'd like to form an orderly queue,
yeah.
And we will go through any invitations. Just DM us. Or DM me.
And what you got to look like to get in?
Oh, it'd be like, so it's Halloween themed. So you got to go really fucking naughty. I'm taking the piss out of everyone thinking that I am a creep because I'm not.
No, you're not.
Go scary.
Do you think I'm going to be like Wayne Lineker when I'm older?
100%.
Yes. Oh my God. Because I was thinking like some like Hugh Hefner. Then you said Wayne Lineker. That's perfect to the T. Like, more creepy version of Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
I also have...
what?
On my notes.
Well, you got some notes? Oh, Fia's got notes. Go on then. What have you got? What have you
We've
got?
Already covered half of it.
You
the other ones were England, Jack Grealish, Harry Maguire.
What else? Harry Maguire's going through something.
I felt bad for him.
Yeah, he is. I know, but he shouldn't be starting for England. Ronaldo's got COVID.
Ronaldo's got a cold.
Oh, fucking it.
Was that it?
No, I got more. We've actually already covered everything already.
Wow, what about you?
Oh, we've covered my points.
Yeah, look,
we've been at it for a long time.
I mean, we have. Like, I've just got multiple pictures of triple cheeseburgers with extra cheese. Every time, I take a photo of it every time.
Look at this second bottom line.
You have to get extra cheese or else it's pointless.
Second bottom line.
Can we finally talk about it? No. We can't talk
next
about...
Next week we can.
Until the video's out.
So next week.
So next week we should be able to talk about
finally.
It.
Fuck.
All to be revealed next week.
Yeah.
And then maybe we can get it on the podcast.
And on that note,
wait, actually, November guests.
Oh yeah, yeah. We wanted to do a little thing in November where we get a bunch of guests on, like as in just each week, but preferably like
open,
like fit. Nah, I can't say that.
We've got one guest.
We have one guest booked.
Preferably
already.
Like well, just fit, peg, absolutely fit. No, I'm joking.
No, you're not.
I mean, it'd be preferable. I don't want to talk to some fucking nerd, mate. All right, no, that's
what you do every week anyway.
No, not you. No, I didn't mean that. I'm a dickhead.
Wait, so
the
guest is going to sit next to me?
No.
Or you're going to position them right in front of you?
You're sitting there.
I know.
The guest is sitting there.
Basically, on that, you know, guest one.
Yeah.
It's going to be me and you in a corner, or these fuckers, like, footsie under the table.
Yeah, you're just me in the corner. No, you're going to go the other side of Luke. Just like that side. It'll just be us sat here.
Steady.
It'll just be proper. So.
You're going to be like.
No, do you reckon I'm going to be really cringy? I'm going to be so cringy.
You really are.
No, it's going to be horrible. Because me and Luke haven't seen you in like 34.
You're not going to feel comfortable.
No, it's going to be horrible, I said.
Like
when you are in your, no. When you get into your like really like sexual aggressive flirty state,
aggressive.
Yeah, it's a bit like it sends like shudders down my spine.
What, when everyone on camera is just sitting at home, like, cringing at, like, ugh.
Is that girl all right?
Yeah, like, what he's acting like.
Yeah,
it's going to be really creepy, and I'm sorry. Now, it won't be creepy. Anyways.
It's been good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to be back, boys and girls. If you want to leave 50,000 likes, that'd be great.
Please don't forget.
Hit the like button. And if you've made it this far, please comment, Joe. I'll be real with you. I'd love to get railed by you.
Oh, my God.
No, I need to stop now.
Guys, write down.
No,
this is what you need to comment down below.
No, I need to say why I said that. No, I need to quickly say, clear up that.
Okay.
I'm not aggressive. Someone DM'd me that, and it was just in, it just came into my head there. I saw that DM'd to me last night, so that's just came out. But I just realised what I've just asked people to do of all ages. So don't do that.
Let me say something better. Comment down below. Please go buy Garden FC shirts. I've got mine. It's amazing. Please.
And on that note, you lot, have fun. Enjoy your lives. Peace.